Hello, guys, and welcome to the Dennis Herrera Show. My name is Dennis, and I thank you for joining me today. I want to dedicate today to answer some questions, to some comments that you guys may have. I know some of you have commented about the immigration topic, and so we'll talk about those today, and hopefully we can get some answers, or at least partial answers to what you guys are worrying about. I know as Americans, we are trying to figure out what is the best way so that everybody can get along and so that we can be peaceful and a prosperous country. We know that there is a lot of things that everybody wants, but we can't all get everything that we want, and sometimes we have to compromise. I want to start with our Democratic Party. I have supported the Democratic Party before, and I have supported Republicans before. But that's because I've never seen myself, even as a resident, I was a resident for a couple of decades plus. I didn't know that I was going to become a citizen. I thought I was just going to go back to my birth country and everything was going to be fine. And I guess I still can. It's just I made a family here. And, you know, granted, I made a family here being legal, being a resident. And, you know, you fall in love, you think you're going to have a life here. But you have to be honest with yourself. If I would have been illegal, I would have just gone back home. I would have just gone back to my country and start over there because I wouldn't want to live working here under the table, maybe committing fraud, using fake papers, a fake name, fake social security, as many do. And that's a problem. We want this country to be the best in the world, right? And we actually think that it is since we are here. And anybody that comes to this country needs to respect the United States of America. And you truly, really need to believe that you are meant to be in this country and that you respect it by coming in here legally. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read off reasons for losing your green card. And I want to start here because during these protests and these riots that's been going on here in LA and throughout the states, not all the states, but most of the big states that matter, I guess, listen to this. There's people that have been saying that the ICE, it's arresting and deporting. I don't know how they get these ideas, but they're reporting and they're deporting American citizens. Now, I think partially they say that because of anchor babies, right? Now, everybody interprets the Constitution a little bit different. Now, I know that President Trump is trying to get rid of this birthright citizenship for people that just come in here and just make anchor babies. And I agree with that. And I have said a few times in my previous videos, and most probably don't know because they probably don't watch the videos, but we're going to say it again today. And when we read in the Constitution that all persons, right, it's trying to find a neutral gender per se. And, you know, instead of saying all men, right, or all women, we say all persons. But we are assuming that the Constitution, this is the way I interpret it, it's meaning residents and citizens. Those are the two classes that I believe have the right to be here. If you're not a resident and you're on a visa, your visa expires. You got to go when the expires, date comes on. But as a green card holder, as a resident of the United States, you are a permanent resident. Now, it doesn't mean in one state. You can go anywhere in the United States and be a permanent resident there as well. So the citizenship, obviously, right? You get to vote. And that's the next step of being legal in this country. I wasn't able to vote until I became a citizen. And I respected that being a resident, I wasn't able to vote. But that is the requirement to vote. You got to have ID. You got to, you know, be an American citizen. And that is the right and the benefit that is only made for American citizens. Now, why do you think that is only made for American citizens. Well, most likely, not all, but most likely, American citizens are going to love this country. They're going to be patriots to this country. They don't have any fealty or loyalty to a foreign country. The loyalty is to the United States, and this is the reason why they have the benefits that they have. Women didn't get the right to vote until not too long ago, right? Maybe maybe 6 decades ago. You know, blacks as well. Any other, you know, immigrants that were here over 60 years ago, over 100 years ago, all those people have been recognized as citizens, and they have the right to vote, and their children's children, you know, the next generation, etc. But the problem is when you have a person coming in from China, or from England, or even from Honduras, they come here 9 months pregnant, 2 weeks later they give birth, boom, you have a United States citizen in this country. That doesn't seem right. How does that happen? Right? So, all right, before we get more into that, I will touch up a little bit more on this. Let's go ahead and read reasons to lose your green card or residency here in the United States. And of course, one of them, I don't even have to read it, but one of them is if you overstay outside the country, you can lose your green card. You have to go out of the country and then be able to come back to within a certain amount of time. Otherwise, you can lose your permanent residency. All right, here we go. While a green card grants permanent residency, it's not truly permanent and can be revoked. Some key reasons include abandonment of U.S. residency. Spending prolonged periods outside the U.S. without showing intent to return can lead to revocation. The U.S. generally expects green card holders to make the U.S. their primary residence. Now, it's already telling you that you need to have a loyalty to the United States, that that needs to be your primary home, and as such, you should take care of it. You might need a re-entry permit, Form I-131, if you plan to be abroad for a year or more. And this is what I understood from, you know, being a green card holder for decades. You cannot have criminal convictions. Certain crimes can lead to deportation and loss of permanent residency. This includes crimes involving moral turpitude, aggravated felonies, a drug-related offense. A criminal case doesn't have to result in jail time to trigger immigration consequences. And we see a lot of these rioters and, you know, a lot of people that get picked up from ICE and people say, oh, my God, well, you know, they're a green card holder, they're residents, and why are they arresting these people? Well, maybe some of them have felonies. Some of them have committed crimes. And we will go ahead and touch up on what due process is, because we will talk about it as well. But let's continue. Fraud or misrepresentation, providing false information or concealing facts during the green card application process can lead to revocation. This includes things like marriage fraud, Ilhan Omar marrying her brother, just to get papers, and well, she's a congresswoman now. How about that? You know, this includes things like marriage fraud, in or using false documents. Now, when you come in here to this country illegally, a lot of people use fake documents to be able to, you know, work and live and then just be in the States. I remember when I was a leasing agent at apartment community, we didn't care who comes in. They can show me a passport from Honduras and it doesn't even have to have a visa. As long as I see their name, their picture, everything is good. And there was this one lady from Honduras. Her and her husband came in and moved into the apartments. They showed me an ID, and I even made it clear to them, immigration law does not apply to looking for an apartment. So we don't care about immigration status. I said, don't worry about that. I just need your ID, your ID. And I specified that and came to find that she had a Washington State ID that was fake. And we found out because the number of the license number was the same as somebody else. That just happened to be living there as well. And I think they were probably family or friends, but they were just changing the name and they thought that that was okay. But, you know, they got kicked from the apartments. And, well, this is fraud. And so if you're going in already committing crimes like this, by the time that you go and try to get a green card, well, you're not going to qualify and you're going to get deported. This is that simple. So you may think that you have the right Human rights is not the same rights as nationality rights. You know, citizens and residents have a special, you know, treatment, a special place here in the United States. And anybody that comes to this country should come here. They're here as a guest, and they should behave as such. They should be respectful and respect this property and respect the country and respect the people that are actually in this country. Failing to remove conditions on residence. For conditional residence, if you have a conditional green card based on marriage, you need to file petition form I-751 or I-829 to remove the conditions before it expires. Failure to do so can result in the loss of your status. Voluntary relinquishment. You can voluntarily abandon your status by filing form I-407. National security concerns, engaging in activities deemed a threat to national security can lead to revocation. Violating other immigrants' laws. Violating immigration laws after getting a green card can also have serious consequences. Failing to update your address. This can be seen as neglecting your obligations and could put your status at risk. And so you see that there's rules that you have to follow. It's not just, oh, I got my green card and I can do whatever the hell I want. No, you still got to be respectful. Now, check this out, because this is going to be about citizenship. You can also lose your naturalized citizenship. Obviously, if you're born here, that's not a right that anybody can strip. But even becoming a naturalized citizen of America or the United States, there is also some stuff that can happen that you can, you know, lose it. And this is what it says. While significantly more difficult to revoke, U.S. citizenships can be lost, especially for those who acquired it through naturalization, primarily due to, I like this. It says the U.S. citizenship can be lost, especially for those who acquire it through naturalization. That means that maybe you were born here. You can also lose it. Surely gives room for that interpretation, doesn't it? Let's see, you can lose it for fraud or misrepresentation during naturalization, lying about important facts, or concealing material information during the naturalization process can lead to denaturalization. And it goes back to the lady with the fake ID. You know, if they ask her, have you ever committed fraud? And they say no. Well, that's itself right there. They're lying. And eventually, even though they can be citizens for 9 years, they can still lose that citizenship, because when they find out that you lied about that information, you technically should have never gotten it. Concealment of material fact. Failing to disclose significant details that will have affect the approval process can lead to denaturalization. And that's what I just said. Membership in subversive organizations. Historically, associating with certain groups deemed hostile to the U.S., could lead to denaturalization. Dishonorable military discharge. Even if you serve in the military and you were dishonorable discharged and you happen to have a green card or a citizenship through it, you can also lose it because of your behavior. For those who gain citizenship through military service, a dishonorable discharge before completing 5 years of service may result in revocation. Renunciation of citizenship. You can formally renounce for U.S. citizenship, which is an irrevocable action. So losing a green card or citizenship is a serious matter, and the process usually involves legal proceedings before an immigration judge. If you are facing potential green card revocation or denaturalization, it's crucial to seek legal advice from an immigration attorney. Now, this is one of the due process, right, for residents and citizens. You see that you have to go through an immigration judge because you're a resident and a citizen. There is facts that you can present in court for your due process to say, hey, well, this happened, so I didn't do this, I didn't know that, and then you can present your case in court. Now, this is not for illegal immigrants, okay? But we'll touch up on that a little bit later. I think that it's very important that that we look at these things. And, you know, like I said, everybody interprets it maybe differently. But the fact of the matter is, that there is a difference on due process. I believe the founding fathers of this country and the makers of the Constitution, and I mean, they have been making amendments for, you know, throughout history, because things change. And I think that in this case, you know, when the Constitution says, you know, that, you know, the all persons born in this land automatically become citizens, I think that it's talking about residents and citizens, that people that are legal being here in this country, not just coming here illegally, dumping a baby, and all of a sudden now you have an anchor baby. I hope that makes sense. And, you know, while we're just reading, I answered like 10 questions just now, just reading that stuff, because a lot of people think that once you have a green card or citizenship, they don't understand. And I'm going to tell you something. If you were born in this country, you have no idea about the process that you have to go through in order to be naturalized citizen, in order to become a green card holder or a resident. There is steps, there is oaths, there is rules that you have to follow in order to keep your green card and your citizenship. Like, for example, there is an oath that we make you, when you have to renounce to your previous state of government or country or president, which, like I mentioned before, Ilhan Omar committed fraud, you know, and she even married her brother so she can get papers. And then she makes a speech among her people saying that the president of Somalia, it's her president. And so she is claiming, you know, loyalty or you know, to that president, meaning that she is a traitor to the United States. Why she doesn't get prosecuted, I have no idea. But let me go ahead and hit a little bit on the due process. The due process, excuse me, it's important that we touch up on this, because a lot of people, and I get it, you're a person that cares about other human beings, and we care about other people. And, you know, we right now we have about 21 million, if not more, illegal immigrants in this country that we have to get rid of. And what happens when we're trying to get rid of is that there is a lot of people that have been waiting for papers because the previous government, because of the incompetence of Congress and the senators and all these people that have been in power for the last 12 years, nothing has been done about it. A lot of immigrants that have come here, even if they came illegally, running away from whatever and, you know, trying to find asylum or whatever, at some point they have a permission to stay here, waiting for the time where they can become residents. Maybe not citizens, but residents. And I think that it has been something that has been so wrong. And, you know, for people that are here with those permissions and they're about to expire and they're about to get deported, I would say, if you're from another country, do whatever you can to build something in that country, because nobody's going to kick you from there. Buy some land, build a house, even if it's a humble home. You know what? To be free and to be with your family, that's all that matters. And as long as you can provide some food and shelter for them, they'll get an education. And then just like any other civilization, like any other country, you get an education on something that you know that you're going to be able to do to survive. And don't make the mistakes that they do over here in America. I'm sure they do it. Well, my growing up brother in Honduras told me that there's people that graduate from the university and then they have no jobs. And it's like, yeah, that's because they graduate with a certain career that does not exist for work, you know, and instead they don't go into training schools. They don't go into places of managing a business, how to grow, you know, your own business or do something like that, right? And so that causes people to be poor. Like for me, for example, if I was to, you know, for whatever reason, move to Honduras, right? And who knows, maybe I'll have to denounce to my citizenship and I will never be able to come back to the United States, whatever the case may be, and I get to be in Honduras. Number one, I will tell you, the government, just like anywhere else, you're going to have corrupted politicians, et cetera, and times are going to be tough. But it's even tougher for lazy people. If I was to go down there, I would look for jobs that, you know, can take advantage of my skills. You know, I can be a translator, right? I'm bilingual, English, Spanish. I can teach English, to Spanish-speaking Hondurans over there. I can probably go and work at a college and, you know, maybe be an English teacher there, whatnot. Or, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do. And if I knew that I was going to get deported, you know, I would just try to take as many things as I can from here that either I can sell or use over there and then stick with that. But I'm not going to hate the United States for whatever reason. I think we have to be respectful of the law, even when the law is being applied against us. It is what it is, guys. All right. Let me go ahead and read this due process. And this is just the most simple, basic due process. And here we go. It says due process or due process of law primarily refers to the concept found in the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which says no one shall be deprived of life. Now, I'm sure when the Constitution was written, they were not thinking about illegals in here, right? Why would they think about illegals? That was not a problem back then, right? So they're assuming that anybody that belonged to America, to the United States, this is all people. No one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. By who? By the federal government. Easy, clear. What are the three requirements for due process? A neutral and unbiased tribunal, right? Now, we're talking about due process for criminals here. Now, I get it. Being here illegally makes you a criminal, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is immigration criminality. We're talking about crimes here made in the States. A notice of the government's intended action and the asserted grounds for it. The opportunity for the individual to present the reasons why the government should not move forward with their intended actions. And that means prosecuting in court. In the case of immigrants, they are not just grabbed and then tossed. You know, first they ask, okay, what's your name? You got papers? Let me see those papers. Papers don't say that you have the right to be here in the United States. Boom, you got to go. You have the right to present your case. Now, there's immigration judges, which, by the way, fail the system. I blame judges, immigration judges, all the time for their ineptitude, the incompetence, that they are hurting the United States, and not just the United States, but those illegal immigrants that come here. They sacrifice so much to get here just to be rejected, because when they go to the consulate in Honduras or in Mexico, and they go to the U.S. embassy and they apply for a visa or permission, they don't qualify. A lot of them, they're sick. A lot of them don't have funds to sustain themselves. And why do we have a process? This is the due process that they get before they come to the States, okay? And I want you to please remember that. And I'll probably put it in one of my short videos so that you guys can remember. Due process starts before they even leave their country. They go to the United States Embassy and they say, hey, here's my papers. Here's my birth certificate. Here's my ID. In Honduras, it's cédula. But here's my ID, my identification, my social security from the Honduras or Mexico, whatever country they are. I'm going to talk specifically about Honduras. And here is my physical. This tells you that I'm healthy, that I am, you know, physically able to maintain and sustain myself. What is the reason for going to the United States? Well, I'm going to go visit for 6 months. And I'm going to see if maybe, if I like it, maybe I'll come back and then ask for permission to have a green card. I know there's a process of up to 2 years. But in the meantime, you keep renewing the passport and you keep coming over here and visit, but you cannot work. And so this is what I'm saying to you. There's a due process. And so people get permissions to come to the United States. They got due process, right? But when you come here illegally, the due process really does not belong to you, even though it says all. Even though it says all people, the due process was given in your country of origin, yet you still decided to disobey the law, disobey the result of that law, of that due process. You decided to come to the States illegally, And now the government says, do you have papers to stay here? This is your due process. Show me. If you show me that you have papers, you stay. If you don't have papers with permission that tells me that you are able to stay here, you got to go. You know? And so that's where I stand with due process. Now, you can say what you will, but to me, due process, the United States, the American due process, it starts with their country, the United States Embassy in their country. That's due process. All right. Now, this is a couple of questions that they've been asking me on my videos. And so I have to really emphasize and just really focus on that part. Due process for the United States, it starts in the country of origin of departure of the person to come here. When they decide to avoid that or disobey the law or the reason why they cannot come here, they are breaking the due process, which makes them ineligible for a due process here in the United States. You see what I'm saying? So even if they didn't get a due process here in the United States, their due process started in the embassy of United States of America in their country, and therefore the due process has already been completed. They're not allowed to be here. They got to be deported. Nobody can beat me with that argument. I guarantee you 100% because that is due process. Now, somebody's telling me about the immigrants that we have here in this country. And as you guys know, the riots that happen in California, other states, even though not by the same number, but other states are imitating this bad behavior. And so what do you do when you come to another country as a visitor? Well, number one, you behave. You follow the rules. If there's a rule that says that you cannot come into this country illegally, you already breaking the rules. You already did that your due process by ignoring it, coming here illegally. You can say whatever you want, but that's exactly what it is. And I'm not making it up. And you know that I'm right. Now, that is not even the biggest problem that I see here. The biggest problem that I see is two things. One of them, the people that are, you know, when ICE comes over and they take people that are illegal, if you're illegal, just shut up. Just go about your business. They're not coming for you yet. One day, they probably will. But if you're smart and you're as hard worker as you say you are, you're going to do something back in your country of birth. So like we say, para que tengas algo en que caer parado. That means so that you can land on solid ground on your feet. And it's very easy, very important, but it's very easy. And so the second thing that you have, it's people that hate America. We saw the biggest example in California and some of it throughout all the states. And what do we have? We have Mexicans that are yelling at the police officers. They're yelling at the ICE agents, you know, and even the National Guard when President Trump sends them down there. They're yelling at them and says, you cannot deport us because this is Mexico. Now, I don't know how their compass is all fucked up. I don't know how the GPS works for these people. But when they're in California, that's not Mexico. And I know why they say that, right? And I mentioned this in one of my videos. And we talked about the treaty for Guadalupe de Hidalgo, right? Guadalupe Hidalgo, not there. And we talked about this and how Mexico, the Mexican-American War happened and how we made a deal in order for this war to happen. Now, no country can go back and say, well, hey, you, Mexico, you stole this from the Aztecs. Oh, hey, Mexico, you stole this from the Mayans, right? Oh, Mexico, you stole this from these natives. It doesn't work that way. They got Mexico. That's it. They got it. They're done. It doesn't matter how many Indian tribes and different dialects they have in the mountains. Mexico is Mexico. It's called the United States of Mexico. Well, we are the United States of America. And how do Guatemala and Mexico have a border? Hey, somebody fought and somebody won. And hey, they agreed this land from here to here is yours and from here to here is ours. Honduras got a border. Salvador's have a border. Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Brazil, blah, blah, blah. You can go everywhere. They all have borders. And they all have immigration laws that everybody has to follow. You got to respect them. So there's no difference. Just because people come here illegally and they have to be deported, that doesn't make President Trump an evil man. He is making sure that the law that is meant to keep order in this country is being followed. Those ICE agents, they're not just following the orders of President Donald Trump. They are following the orders of 78 to 80 million Americans that voted President Trump to be in office. You are going against the majority of the American people. I hate it when people on one side say, oh, the American people don't stand for this. The American people are against Trump. Let's just say your side of Americans. But the Americans that voted him in are not against him. We love him even more as time goes by. And I know that he just turned 79. Man. You know, he's not going to live forever. But at 79, he's pretty sharp. We heard that one before with Biden. But with Biden, we can see that the guy couldn't even, I don't know. You know, the guy was farting on stage and he thought it was funny. And, you know, people just laugh and didn't think anything of it, right? But he was a creep. And I don't care what nobody says about Joe Biden. Joe Biden had a horrible freaking career in government. You know, he's the one that said that the schools were going to become jungles when they mixed it in with black people and all these Mexicans and stuff. You guys remember that? Or you don't know? Yeah, he would say he was going to be a jungle. He was so racist. Let's not forget, the Democratic Party is the KKK Klan party. You know, they can't change that. It is what it is. And I think that they have been throwing everything that they have been told about themselves. They have been using the same sentences, the same sayings to make Republicans look bad as they are. And that's a big difference. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of Democrats, they bite this. They believe it because they're Democrat. They're loyalist. And in this country, you have loyalists, and then you have patriots, and then you have people that hate this country, like illegal immigrants. Now, some illegal immigrants, man, they actually do want to be here. They actually do love this country. You can't accept everybody. This country takes millions of people every year. We cannot afford as a nation to have millions, extra millions, unvetted criminals coming through here. And I'm not going to make an excuse that my family, my sister or my brother or my cousin needs to come over here illegally, and I'm going to support illegal immigration because my cousin is a good person. He needs to be here. I will be a selfish American if I say that. And any Hispanic that has become a citizen of the United States, and at some point you were illegal or you were legal and waiting for papers, it doesn't matter if you did it the right way or you didn't. The fact is that now you're a resident or a citizen, and your duty is to protect this country. And even though you came here illegally, it doesn't mean that you're going to go ahead and fight for open borders so that more illegal people can come in here. At least have the honor, the duty, the patriotism to take care of this country and say, hey, listen, I know I came here illegal, but I got papers. And if they would have deported me, then guess what? I would have been kicked out. And it is what it is. But thankfully, thanks to God, I was able to get papers. But the bottom line is I have to now, because I am an American citizen, now because I'm a green card holder, I have to be the one that supports the American president, that supports the American law. And even though I was one of those illegals, I got lucky and I got papers. But the rest of you guys that are illegal, you still got to go. If they don't deport you, man, pray that you get papers and hopefully you don't get deported and that you find a way to become legal. But two things. When you do become legal as a resident or as a citizen, your heart has to be for this country. If it's not, you got to go back to the country you came from. Don't be an asshole. And two, if they deport you before you get papers, don't hate the United States. You came here illegally, you got to go back home. Now, option number three, probably the most important one if you really want to be in this country and you have not been able to, you know, get papers, it's self-deport. You know, I mean, I don't know if you can ask for some time, but if it was me, I will self-deport. I will ask if I can have 1 month, maybe 2 months permission to stay here, save a little bit of money. You know, I don't know how it works. If I can't do that, obviously I would just go on the plane ticket that they give me, and they give you $1,000 once you arrive at your country, right? So that's another way. And they give you the option that, you know, no foul, no harm. You know, you're just going to go back to your country. When you apply for, you know, to come here legally, if you qualify, we're not going to hold that against you. I think that's very honorable. And I think that they will approve them because President Trump, as you guys haven't noticed, that he's been going around the world making deals. I know that he's been kind of held back by the communists that are taking over the Democratic Party. I know that he's been really busy with dealing with these war issues. You know, I know he hasn't played golf for 4 weeks. Somebody told him that, you know, he should go play golf, you know, to get his mind off of things. He says, well, right now I can't. You know, I love golf, but there's other things that I have to take care of and I can't do that. And that's very admirable. You know, yeah, you can call me a Trumpster now. I'm 100% convinced that he is the man that got put in place. But, you know, a lot of people have this misconception about illegal immigration. You know, I wanted to read the reasons why people will lose their residency and their citizenship, and also talk about, you know, anchor babies, right? Because a lot of people, when they see people going into court, you know, they say, well, they're not a criminal. They're supposed to go to court so that, you know, for what? They can fix their papers? Too late. You've been in this country too long already. And so, you know, if you get papers, hey, that's great. But if you don't make the United States look like the evil people, because we're not. It is the law, and we know this. Now, you can blame President Trump for making the police and ICE, you know, follow the law, the American law, or you can get mad at the illegals that came here and put their children in danger, you know, because they didn't have an education in the country or because they couldn't figure out how to survive in their native country. Poverty is not a reason for asylum. That's just not how it works. We will have 3 billion people in this country if that was the case. So that's not a reason. A lot of times, you know, we that are here in the States, you know, we kind of reminisce on the old times when we used to live, you know, with, like for me, I was in a neighborhood where, so you have an idea, our house, all right, this is personal, but in our house, we had a yard, for my age, seemed like a pretty good sized yard. We had a tree of what this big fruit looks like, a dragon, not dragon fruit. Oh my gosh, what is the name of this fruit? We call it guanabana, and it's like green and it's kind of little, it's kind of spiky, but it's not like pokey. It just looks like it. And then you break it and then you can make juice, water juice, so that when you're really thirsty, that's the best juice to drink when it's really hot. We had a coconut tree of yellow coconuts. We had a candy mango, which is the smaller sweet mangoes. And then we had the shoe mangoes. I don't know if you heard of those, but the mango is long. It kind of looks like a shoe, so that's why it's called that. And then we had the neighbor had a jade mango, which is the big ones. I'm not sure if that's what it's called in English. But we had an avocado tree. We had a lemon tree. We had a tamarind tree. My grandma did, right kitty corner from our property. And we had the main house. The main house was just a big room, and that's where my brother and his wife and his kids slept. And I slept in the kitchen on a different, you know, part of the house. There's like a house here, and then there's like the kitchen is outside with the bathrooms. That's where I would sleep. And then my other brother, you know, of course, you know, they have a different room. But yeah, I would sleep in the kitchen. And that didn't bother me. I had a roof over my head. You know, when it rained, it was so beautiful, peaceful, you know, because the roof is all metal. So it has this little white noise, and which is great. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, even though I was, you know, neglected as a child. I was abused, physically abused. I used to get beaten until I was bleeding. I used to get beaten until I couldn't stand up on my feet. It was really horrible. I'm not going to lie. Very, very bad. But, you know, I used to come home after school and then just climb my mango tree. And I would just sit up there with my books and I would do my homework and I would do my reading. And all I remember is just seeing all the trees, you know, back then. They don't exist anymore. Now it's all houses. But a lot of us that are here in the States, when we see people that live in the mountain, you know, with their humble homes, we don't care about their humble homes. We miss that love, you know, from my grandmother, you know. We miss that attention when mom used to make us breakfast and make us food. Like my mother, you know, the reason why I suffered so much is because she left me in Honduras. And one of my older brothers used to beat me. He was the one that was abusing me. But for 5 years, my mom wasn't there. And when my mom was there, like, I can smell breakfast by the time I got up, you know. My mom would feed us, and then she'll clean the kitchen, and she'll do laundry, and she'll go and sweep the whole house and everything, and then get ready for lunch, and then she'll make lunch. By the time I got out of school, lunch was already finished, you know. And, I mean, this was her day every day. On top of that, she used to do side work. You know, which I'm going to talk about that story some other time. But the point is that a lot of us that are here in the States, you know, we miss that nature. We miss those families, those grandmas, those grandpas, those cousins that live in the mountains, you know, that they don't have luxuries. They just have a house. They just get up in the morning. They go to work. They get bananas, plantains, and, you know, coffee to make money, blah, blah, blah. Whatever they can do naturally to support themselves. And that's something that's a hard worker. I don't know if I would have been able to do that in Honduras, honestly. But whatever the life I would have had, I never wanted to come to the States to be a burden here. As a matter of fact, my mother brought us here, and that was one of the rules. We're not here to be on welfare. We're not here to be an obstacle or a weight to the government. And that's it. We're here to work. My mom always told me, all I need you to do is go to school, do your homework, and do good in school. She let me play football. I know, this is the fraud that I committed. I used to sign my permission slip so I can play football. And I would just tell my mom that I would play. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, she's happy about it. But she didn't know that I needed permission. But I guess she gave me permission because she was happy that I was doing it. I just never told her that I signed for her. Oh, that's horrible. I hope I don't lose my citizenship now. But anyway, you know, that's what I mean by, you know, coming here because you're poor. You know, from experience, I'm going to tell you this, and it's very heartfelt. I would rather have my mother 100% poor, have my mother, than what has happened coming here to the States. And that is, we work, we grew up here, the family, all divided. We came to the United States and we lost our family unity. Why? Because the United States is bad? No. Because of the mentality of our family. They worked, they got a house, and then just thought about taking care of themselves, and they forgot about brothers and sisters. Some of them stick together because they're older. But for the most part, a lot of families that come here to the States, they just get broken up. That's just how it goes. I've had cousins that have come here. They brought their women from Honduras. They see somebody else here. They see money, and boom, they're done. They have no moral grounds, you know, no loyalty, no faithfulness. And, you know, it's not like they're, you know, everybody's horrible and they're criminals, but the way that people look at morality is totally different, you know. And so when you guys hear me talking about, you know, support legal immigration, when I tell you that, you know, if they get deported, stop crying for them like they're going to prison for life and they're going to die there. They're just being sent home. That's it. They're being sent home. If your parents were illegal, you're lucky that they still considered you a citizen. Because technically, you'd be a citizen of their country where they were born. So if you're of age to work, guess what? Let your dad go back to his country and help him. And if you don't want to be away from your dad, move with him. U.S. citizen, you don't lose your citizenship for going out of the country for years. Go spend some time with your dad. Go spend some time with your mom, with your cousins. I lost a friend of mine that I consider a best friend. He's from Mexico. From the time I was 14 until we graduated high school and a little bit more, this Mexican family, the mom and the dad worked really hard. And there was three brothers. You know, one of them in the middle was gay. Well, is, because they're all still alive, but, you know. And I always show them respect. You know, I always show them love. And, you know, the first time that Trump was running for president, you know, that's one of the things, right? Legal immigration was one of the reasons. He ran harder this time and he won. But when I said that it was, it's the law, you had to respect it, you know, we just fell apart. He decided that I was a racist because now, I'm telling him that I support Donald Trump's idea of, illegal immigrants. And they're not supposed to be in this country. And of course, he had a lot of family that were not legal. And I get it. But it doesn't mean that we have to disrespect the law, right? It's already bad enough that they were here illegally. But that's how it goes. You know, you lose friendships. You know, not everybody has the same conviction as you do. Not everybody wants to respect the law the way that you do. And that seems to be the problem here in the States. And that's what I mean by when you're having anchor babies, you know, you already have enough Americans that are disrespectful. They don't care about the United States. And, you know, they hate America, as they say. These people are just crazy. Mentally ill. They hate America. They want to burn the flag and, you know, just do all this stupid stuff. And then you have those criminals, and you can tell they're criminals because of the violence. They're angry, protesting, throwing stuff. They're violent. They're criminals. This is their nature. And just because you see a woman, don't feel bad for them. Just because you see a 12-year-old, don't feel bad for them. Their bad behavior speaks louder than words. And people are like, oh my God, a woman got thrown to the ground. Yeah, that's the same bitch that was hitting the cops with rocks. I have no pity for that. And you shouldn't either. Listen, if you think the National Guard there is escalating the situation, escalating it for who? For the criminals? Fuck the criminals. They weren't escalating there for peaceful protesters. They were there protesting. The only ones escalating violence were the criminals. The rioters, they're all criminals. Don't blame the police because you got arrested for committing a crime. You committed a crime. There's consequences. You see, these communists have been sending a message to criminals that it's okay to be a criminal. But it's not. And not every American feels that way. Now, I tell you my personal stories because you need to know why I think the way I think and why, as many other Hispanics that are Americans now, they tell the same story. Not exactly like mine, but the story of loving this country, respecting it. Because we know that in other countries, you might not have that opportunity. In my case, I would love to move to Honduras, and that way I can try to do whatever I can and hopefully don't end up homeless. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I had to sneeze. You know, it's a tough thing to go through, I think, either way you look at it. But it's not the end of the world. And it's not right for us to hate the United States because we're getting deported when we know that we're not supposed to be here. So I would like to finish up with this. If you're an American citizen, be a patriot. Respect this country, as I've said it before many times. Make others respect this country. You have to be the example of a great nation, and it's a big responsibility. Many Americans look bad to the world because they have misbehaved. You have an opportunity that is listening to this to be a good example, to be a good American citizen so that America has a good reputation. And with that being said, if you are a migrant that has come here legally and is looking to become a citizen, ask yourself a question. Am I going to be a good patriot of this country? If the answer is yes, go for it. If it's not, just go back to your country. But if you're going to stay here as a guest, do it, but do it respectfully. I'm sorry, guys. I'm coming up with something. If you're here, love this country. If you're looking to become a citizen, that's a great thing. But you have to be honest with yourself. If you're going to be a bad person, don't come here. And if you're going to be here temporarily and you have permission to work, then save money and do something in your country. If you're here visiting and you don't have permission to work, don't work. If you can't support yourself for the time that you're visiting here, then you shouldn't have come. Your due process starts in your country because that's where the American embassy is. When you come here illegally and you have no papers, you already had your due process before you decided to come this way. So now you get deported. If you guys still have questions about that after this video, I guess I'll make another one. But leave me your comments down below and let me know, what do you think about these articles that I have read for you? My experience, as I have told you, and how legal immigration differs from illegal immigration. Benefits should be for Americans, not for illegal immigrants. And with that, I will say, God bless you and God bless America.